Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
This is John Bishop, this is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. This is the Alphabet Soup. Again, we have another guest presenter with me in the studio today. We have another guest presenter. I've just put the mic up because it wasn't up high enough. But another guest presenter. Last week we had Paul McGrattan. This week we've got our Carol. That's how low the budget is on this show.
I'm not getting paid.
You can get your mate or your sister in. After next week, we've got the dog. The dog's coming in. I've laid the dog out to bark on cue. So that's it. So, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
You all right?
All right. Yeah. Thanks for coming from work. We won't tell everyone where you work.
Because a lot of people might know.
Yeah. We won't tell everyone where you work.
If you're bank robbers.
Yeah. But yeah. If you're of a certain age and an offender, you might know our Carol. Anyway, I know you listen to the show. I know because you're one of the few people who does. I know you listen to the show because you get so few people who've got their addresses. So I'm actually lying. You know what? I had an odd thing happen the other day. I was flying out when I went to France to do those gigs last week, and the lad at the airport. If you go on EasyJet, there's a little bar by the EasyJet bit where you go through. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the lad who I had a cup of tea there, and as I was having a cup of tea, the lad recognised me voice. Oh, so he didn't recognise my face. He recognised my voice, which is amazing.
Out of everyone else
who passes through there, who sounds exactly the same as me, and also he can have a cup of tea before they get on EasyJet. And he recognised my voice, and he said, I listen to the show. Me and my dad listen to the show on a Sunday, and I didn't get his name. He was a good lad, but I thought, well, that's now four people. So you,
me mum.
him and his dad. Which, if I carry on, I might get all the audience.
You might get a budget for someone famous then.
We might get the audience together for a Christmas pizza. So, thanks for coming in. As I say, you listen to the show, so you know what to do, don't you?
Letter Q.
Not only do you listen to the show, I got a text off our Carol before saying, I've got loads of things beginning with Q.
which
has meant that Lee, our nephew, who's the hungry student in Newcastle, who sends Qs down, is not getting paid for this week because you brought all your own stuff.
You can't believe how many I've got either.
And why have you spoken to him?
I spoke to him last night, yeah.
I might have to get him in, because I can get him in for a butty.
He said, well, if he'd known I was around, I would have probably been on. But
I forgot, yeah, I didn't realise.
Yeah, he's home, isn't he, from uni?
Well, maybe there's a chance, because I'll be honest with you, I've not missed Calvin, so... He's not been missed. Nobody phoned up last week to say where he's. Nobody's bothered. He's gone.
That's a shame.
That's the way it is in show business. Once you're out the door, you're gone.
It's because you went to that cafe, isn't it?
Okay. Oh, yeah, when we did the...
When you got thrown out.
No, that was good. That was good. And in fact, I was...
But you haven't seen Kelvin since?
No, I haven't seen him since. You're right, actually. I think we got thrown out. He might have got an aspo. He might have got a restraining order put on him to keep him away from it. You know what? I haven't seen him since. But I don't know how that sounded, because obviously I didn't listen to it because I was doing it.
But that
might be the way forward for this show. Once we get to the end of this alphabet, I think we're going to have to start doing something
Going on the street
or just going to cafes. He won't mind. If there's food there, he'll be happy. It's true. That's his
forte.
Sort of.
Cake testing,
that'd be a job, wouldn't it? There must be someone who does that. There must be somebody. But they must be, cake testers must be like wine tasters. You don't drink, you just spit it out.
They're all skinny.
all skinny, biting to a king, going, it's all right. Bit too much ginger in that one. Too much icing on that one. Must be buckets with them all puking it up. So, well, anyway, thanks for coming in and helping us out. Otherwise, I'd have been talking to myself. And no matter how this show goes, there'd be nothing worse than me talking to myself. Because when we first started doing this, that's what I did. And in the end, I just said I can't do it because I'm bored of me. I'm just bored of you. Anyway, hey, listen, hey, Albatross, it was doing me head in. So you spoke to Lee, did he? I don't suppose he told you what he sent through.
Yeah, he told me three things, isn't it? Queen.
No.
Q.
That was a bleeding sheet. This is, you know what he sent? He sent.
He better not have robbed my ideas.
No, what he sent? He sent Queen. Right, I always say to him, the way it works, for anyone who's listening, our nephew Lee's at university, so I've said, like, for a loaf of bread a week, send us something.
And some beans.
Some beans, on a good week. You send us four or five things through, beginning with the word, so that's all. You've got about 27 there.
Because I'm going to win the word off.
Yeah, I'm going to try to take the paper off you. And so he's got to send, all he's got to do, four or five things, and I can tell by the way he does it, he just goes on Wikipedia and puts the letter Q in. You know what he's come up with? He's come up with question, quotation, queen, then Queen Elizabeth II.
And he said he had Q.
And Q, yeah, but you can't have Queen and Queen Elizabeth II. You could just go Queen Elizabeth I, Queen Elizabeth II, Queen Anne.
Do you know what I said to him last night? I said, the only thing I can think of is Q is Quaver. And he went, oh, shut up.
Quaver.
If I'd have known that, that's a good one.
Quaver. I haven't asked
Quaver. People in work today, and I got loads.
I haven't asked a Quaver for years. Quavers, they melt in your mouth.
Baby food.
Yeah. Oh, they're lovely. Our kids used to love them. Then they moved on to hula hoops.
And now they're
into nachos. You can plot how your kids are growing up by the snacks they eat. Yeah, they did. They went from Quavers to hula hoops because hula hoops were proper and crunchy. And now it's nachos with dips and salsa dips because they're poncy. Imagine when we were kids saying to me mum and dad, oh, look, can I have some salsa dip with me griffs, with me Quavers. So what's been the thing from people at work? What have they said to you?
This is Andy, who's
You said that like it was in this word's for Andy.
This word is for Andy.
This word's for Andy, who's at home decorating.
Yeah. He is decorating, he's just bought a house. And quaff. That's a bit of a puffy one, isn't it?
Quaff.
That's when you quaff your drink heartily, you know, when you drink it all
in one go.
In one. He said, and then you can turn it into binge drinking and have a debate.
Coming from a Young Offenders Institute, where did he get that idea from?
He's one of the staff jobs.
Quaff. Quaff, yeah. So what did you do when you said you were coming in? Did you say, I said, a staff meeting?
I need to go early. And I said, I won't lie to you. And he said, you like that woman off Gavin and Stacey? I won't lie to you. I'm going to do a radio show. So they all got together and done me cues.
Oh, Dave, I know what you mean. The one, Ruth. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I can't do Welsh accents. I sound like I'm like I was from India then, didn't I? I'm not going to lie to you.
So they all got, I
so
went
they
off.
All got together?
I went off on the wings, and when I come back, I've got a list here.
Oh,
some nice. Of them are mine, like.
Oh, go on then. Go down your list.
Quill.
Quill, that's a good one. Hey. That's a good one. Now, quills.
And he's put an arrow to small game bird eggs. I don't know what that means.
No, that's a quail.
Oh, no, quill. Yeah, I've got the both together. Quill with
no,
the pen.
No, quill's a pen,
pen,
yeah.
And quail and quench.
But hang on, don't go steaming through. We've got an hour to kill you. If you just read the list of names, that would be finished in 5 minutes. The show will be rubbish. At least with Calvin, we get one word based on that letter, and then we just warble on forever. So and quill.
Quill.
So quill pen. Being the pen.
The feather pen.
Made famous by William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Made famous by, I don't think he made them, I'm sure they had them anyway, but I can't, if someone says quilt, it's the first thing I think of. Someone says quilt and goatee beard, definitely William Shakespeare every time.
Well, I don't know, I just think of olden days.
Yeah, but very olden days. Like Shakespearean time. That's yeah. What, see, I'm right. It's right. My show, I'm right. Go
on. All right, whatever you say.
What's the next one?
Quail.
Quail, oh, quail eggs.
Yeah.
Have you ever had quail eggs?
Don't be disgusting.
Why?
Have you?
No.
Well then?
But the
why are you asking me?
I don't know. But the delicacy, aren't they?
No, would you eat them?
Why wouldn't you eat a quail's egg if you'd eat a chicken's egg?
No, I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. Don't like the sound of it.
What's that mean? So you don't mind the sound of the word chicken? But the word quail?
I don't eat that many chicken eggs either.
Yeah, but you'd
eat
one.
I wouldn't eat a quail egg anyway.
Yeah, but I just don't get that. Why wouldn't you eat?
Well, why haven't you had one?
It's not as popular as it used to be. I don't
well,
know why
there you go.
But I wouldn't object to it if someone said...
Have you had a duck egg?
I've had whatever you have when you stay somewhere and they say, do you want eggs? I don't say which bird it's from.
Which bird?
But you know, like if I was somewhere and they said, we're going to do you an omelette, we've only got quail eggs. I wouldn't say, oh, leave it then. I'm not interested. But
I don't know why.
Do you think they taste different?
I don't know.
To be honest with you, they might do. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why we don't eat them and we eat chicken eggs. Or it'll do to the fact, probably, that you can make chickens lay eggs because they're laying them all the time. Oh, Donald Duck, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when Eddie used to collect eggs?
Yeah, me and our Eddie used to collect eggs. Primarily our Eddie because I couldn't climb trees. And we used to collect
and
eggs.
And you used to put all them eggs in the bushes.
Yeah, I used to pop them.
You remember them sweet eggs in the bushes? And then made out to me that you were crushing them. Do you not remember that?
I can't remember everything. It might have been traumatic for you, but it would have just been a laugh.
Maybe that's why it put me off quail eggs.
Because we were crushing chocolate eggs.
Yeah. No, but I thought they were real eggs. You were telling me they were real.
Don't come round to our house at Easter. Oh, you'd be shocked. There's kids eating eggs raw. Just eating big giant ostrich, big brown ostrich eggs raw.
Go on then.
What?
Have you got a queue?
What do you mean if I got a queue? I haven't got a list of paper in front of me. I haven't had some kind of focus group.
I haven't had a focus group
get together. Yeah. It's two the same. Queen and Queen the Second.
Here's one for you. Quality Street. Talking of Easter.
Quality Street, yeah.
Did Ali get that? But he never did, he?
No, he never. He would have took him another 30 seconds to get that. What he did do, he's come up with Quality Street. Before we go on to it, what's the best Quality Street?
The purple one with the nut in.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I like that one. That's a good
oval.
One. With the hazelnuts. But it doesn't beat the green triangle. I like the green triangle. I'll tell you why I like the green triangle, because no one else does. It's always
why,
there.
Why, because
people always go for the hazelnut one. Always go for that. But if you're into green triangles, happy days. Just thought you'd know that.
All right, Tom.
You know what he has done? What he has done, I haven't seen Lee since he went to Newcastle, and I don't know. He may wear his pants properly, but I'm assuming he's like every other student, where his pants are down the back of his backside and he's just walking around. No,
he wears them normal, I think.
Well, does he? Well, he's not a real student, then I'm going to stop sending him bread. What he sent me is quotation. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, I've got it all right. I was reading it the wrong way around. Quotation. So this is the repetition of one's expression as part or another one, particularly when the quote expression is well known or explicitly attributed, i.e. a citation. Right, so basically these are famous quotes, and somehow, he's come up with 6 quotes. He's come up with 6 quotes from the weirdest 6 people in the world. Mike Myers, you know who Mike Myers is?
Is he Austin
the actor.
Powers?
Yeah, Austin yeah. Powers. It's Mike Myers, he's attributed with this quote. My theory is that all Scottish cuisine is based on a dare. I think that's funny, though. You know, never got it, did you?
No.
Walt Disney. I love Mickey Mouse more than any woman I have ever known. That's the see, olden days. If that was the
is that Walt Disney, like,
who made
he
Mickey
said that?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, if somebody was saying that now, he there'd probably be some kind of order put on him, wouldn't there? You can't be having that.
He'd be where I work.
Yeah. Oh, we are Søren Kierkegaard. Søren Kierkegaard. Don't know who that is. In fact, I'm going to find out who it is. Who's Søren Kierkegaard? Oh, the internet can't even tell me. Søren Kierkegaard. Oh, God, I've lost the thing now. Oh, I've lost it. Oh, nightmare.
Oh, you'll just have to talk about my list.
No, hang on. Søren Kierkegaard, that's a great quote, that, who said, life must be lived forwards, but looks better going backwards, or something like that. I don't know, because I've just lost it. And was somebody waving, trying to get
someone
in
was
it?
At the window.
Well, they're not getting in. They're not getting in our studio. The pressure on studios in this station is unbelievable. And the Alphabet Soup is going to go on regardless. And I'm not going to do what we had to do last time and end up in a cafe. Me and you. And a little microphone. Because that was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done. Because we took this little microphone.
Everyone was leaving, weren't they?
Oh, people were leaving. But what was worse as well is he sat there with his headphones on. So he sat in a cafe with the headphones on, with a little thing smaller than a Walkman, because we have these special things for going out and doing outside broadcasts. So just no one could see what he had. There's no big microphone with City Talk or Radio City or anything like that. So it just looked like two idiots out in a cafe with a little Walkman, trying to do karaoke on our own. It was honestly, it was embarrassing. Embarrassing. Oh, hang on. Oh, we've forgotten it. Get me back to me quotes. Right, Søren Kierkegaard. Oh, Albert Einstein. I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV. Oh, that's good. No, that's very good. Very good. Right,
go
I'm going to go
read
back.
It so,
I know, hang on, I know, it's hard to read. First of all, Søren Kierkegaard said, life must be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. That's a good quote. And Albert Einstein said, I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
There you go.
Hey. John F. Kennedy said about being president, the pay's good and I can walk to work. I know. And Leonardo da Vinci said, I have wasted my hours. Now, I think that's a misquote. I think he meant his house. I've wasted my house. I've wasted my house. I've just not been in it enough. I've been painting this Mona Lisa, painting this girl with the miserable face, the enigmatic smile and the miserable face. So there you go. So that's how he earned his bread this week, little student boy. So listen, we're going to take a break in a minute because I'm going to find out what's happening with all of these people banging on the studio door trying to get in. There's a queue to get into the studio, and we've got 2 more parts to do, so we're not leaving here at all. This is John Bishop and Carol Bishop.
Hello.
On the Alphabet Soup on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
John Bishop, Alphabet Soup, City Talk 105.9.
It's all about
Whether you're a parent or a teacher, keep up to date with the latest educational news and views with Radio City Education. For parents, their school league tables and open day listings, as well as advice on helping your child succeed and enjoy their education. Teachers, promote your school or college and hear what leading education experts have to say. Log on to radiocity.co.uk/education.
You know Motor Range has a massive range of cars, all makes, all models, at some of Europe's lowest prices. But did you also know Motor Range has a massive choice of credit options too? So this weekend, come and find the car you want and we'll find the right finance package to get you motoring today. Motor Range, come and find the right credit deal for your next car at the end of the M57 and M58 Switch Island, A59 Northway.
Motor Range.
City. At the cinema.
Action.
Zac Efron and Matthew Perry star in 17 again.
No way. It's freaking me out.
Freaking me out? I'm pubescent! This is my chance to have my life over, but to do it right. I'm going back to high school, man!
Don't even think about sucking me into it with you.
Despite his popularity as a teenager, 30-something Mike O'Donnell's life hasn't become what he expected it would be. Following a strange encounter with a janitor, Mike is magically transported back in time and given the chance to relive his high school years.
When you're young, everything feels like the end of the world, but it's not. It's just the beginning.
We asked Matthew whether he'd like to relive his teenage years.
It's very tempting to go back to being 17 knowing what I know now, you know. I don't think I would go back and do it all over again the same way, but, you know, knowing what I know now and going back, you know, what Zach actually gets to do in this movie, I think so. Just so I could be the smartest person in the room for, like, a second. That'd be nice.
City at the cinema.
The Duncan Barks Show.
Next Tuesday morning on The Duncan Barks Show, we are not just making radio, we are making TV. We'll be joined by Sir Trevor McDonald to talk about immigration. He'll be in the studio after 11 and wants to hear your thoughts. Is it time to pull up the drawbridge and say no more? Or are immigrants a necessity for this country to survive economically? The cameras will be rolling as Trevor and the team come to Liverpool to find out what you think about immigration. Make sure you're listening Tuesday morning from 11 or email your comments now. Duncan at citytalk.fm.
The Duncan Barks Show.
Weekdays from 9 a.m.
on City Talk 105.9.
It's the weekend.
He's Bish.
This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup.
City Talk 105.9.
Welcome back. This is John Bishop. In fact, this is brunch with the Bishops because it's John Bishop and Carol Bishop on Alphabet Soup. On City Talk 105.9, we're here because the one and only Mr. Roberts is elsewhere doing whatever he does when he's not here, which I can't imagine is more exciting than being in this studio. Tell everyone what the letter is.
We're doing Q this week, and I've got a big list. No, John's got about four.
I've got about four. We'll go on, get on your list then. Because I've got four, but two of them are the same. One's Queen and the other one's Queen Elizabeth, which is just... Hang on. No, I'm being unfair on the lad. I was having a go at the students who sent it all through late and say, like, he's ridiculous. He sent this thing through Queen and then Queen Elizabeth. But the Queen that he sent through is the rock band Queen. I'm calling him lazy.
Sorry now.
I'm calling him lazy, and instead of all this information about Queen, an English rock band formed in 1970 with guitarist Brian May, I'm going, oh, it's just the Queen. Brian May is the Queen. Oh, very good, very good. In fact, that's, I don't know if that's been on or is it coming on to the Empire.
It was on, wasn't it?
Was it?
In Liverpool, it was on Manchester, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know if it's coming on.
Robbie Williams went to it, didn't he?
I believe it's... Oh, yeah, Robbie.
It's really good, isn't
Robbie
it?
Went for his mate, didn't he? I believe it's very, very good. Very, very good. And written by Ben Elton.
I don't like him.
Why?
Can you say that on air?
You can say whatever you like. I don't think Ben listens.
He might listen, you never know. There might be five people who listen to the show.
The odd thing is, Ben Elton, when I was doing the Edinburgh Festival... I was doing a porter cabin, a little porter cabin with 60 seats in a couple of years ago. And Ben Elton came to the show with Peter Kenyon from Chelsea, the chief executive of Chelsea, and Roger Taylor, the drummer out of Queen. And he came, honestly, got this thing. Yeah, it was like, you know, those porter clubs you used to have as a classroom in school when they couldn't afford the proper classroom. That's what it was like. There's like 60 people in there. In fact, the night that they came, it was only half full.
And they must have been because he was here.
They must have been thinking, Peter Kenyon, Ben Old, you know, Roger Taylor, who plays with Queen in stadiums, they must be thinking, why is he bothering? There's no one here. It was today. I wish Brian May had come. He'd have filled the room with just his hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, well, fair enough. Maybe I was being a little bit harsh on the lad by saying he's just repeated Queen twice. So, go on. What's the story then? What's your word? Hang on. Before we get on to your word, I want some facts about Queen. Let me see if he has
Queen the group or Queen the Queen?
Oh, yeah. I bet you'll never get that, so I'm not even going to
ask you. How do you know?
Who were the members of Queen?
The fellow with the curly hair.
I see, it doesn't say that. Yeah, Brian May.
A drummer.
Yeah, that was Roger Taylor. I said that before.
Freddie Mercury. Yeah, Freddie Mercury, but he's died, hasn't he? He's not in Queen now.
Well, I know, but you can't just... You can't just blank him out. No, because he don't tour now, do they? Because he's dead. The show's not got them, innit?
Well, he's the singer, and
there was another one, John Deacon. You'd never have got that.
No.
No, he's like those two other lads in U2. No one knows who they are.
No. There's Bono and the dancers out of Take That. No one knows who they are.
The dancers out of Take That?
The two that don't sing.
Yes, they do.
What are the names?
There must be something wrong with me, because I can name them. Jason Orange.
Yeah.
And the other one.
There you go.
Who are they?
All right,
Howard.
Then you can't name one.
Howard. Howard.
Oh, yeah, Howard. What's his second name?
Don't know.
There you go.
Don't know. All right, but...
The Background Boys.
The Background Boys. That'd be a name for a good band now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The Background Boys.
Someone will pinch that now, won't
they? Yeah, someone will have that. They'll say it up on X Factor, who are you? Yeah, all right, we're the Background Boys.
From Speak.
We're the Background Boys. You with your mad haircut. Look at us. Hey. All the money you've got, you're still dressed like a scruff. Do they sat Simon Cowell? Don't you think someone needs to sit him down and say, look, you're a multi-millionaire. Stop going to TK Maxx. The T-shirts look horrendous on him. His hair's a mess.
His hair's terrible. It's disgusting.
There must be something he can do with his head.
Don't know. He gets the women, though, doesn't he?
So he says. That's not what I've heard, though. Showbiz rumour.
Leave that for next week.
But it does begin with Q. Maybe we should put it... No, we'll leave it. We'll move on. Anyway, so go on. Give us one of your words before I get sacked.
A 70s food. Quiche.
A 70s food?
Always out in the 70s, wasn't it? Who eats quiche now?
Well, I do.
Oh, yeah, but you're vegetarian.
Yeah, but quiche is nice. Quiche is just a pie without a lid on it.
Yeah.
It's a lovely
made
thing.
Of eggs, quail
made
eggs.
Quail eggs, yeah. I want quail quiche. Yeah. To be fair, yeah, there wasn't a lot of that. In the 70s, there might have been quail quiche, but no.
I doubt it. Quilt.
Remember, quilts. Quilts didn't exist. When we were kids, we didn't have quilts. We had blankets, didn't we? We had sheets and blankets.
And one of them things that go over. Forget what they're called.
Quilt.
No. Yeah. No, they went over the top and you used to pull the cotton out. They had like patterns in.
I can't remember what they're called. Like bedspread thing.
Like a throw-over thing.
Yeah. So we had sheets and blankets. That's how we lived. We had sheets and blankets. And proper blankets as well. Proper
and in the summer, took the blankets off. Yeah, because
you were too hot in the summer. Yeah. And the blankets, you couldn't have the blankets without the sheets because they were itchy.
Yeah.
In our house, they were itchy. I don't know whether there's posh people listening to this, probably in Knowsley Village. You have no idea what itchy blankets feel like. Poor, you know you're poor then when you're itchy. Itchy in bed. But, and I can't remember how old I was before we got quilts. Can you remember when quilts started coming into our house?
No.
But no one has sheets and blankets anymore. The quilts must have come in at some point.
I can't even remember. Was we in high school?
I can't remember. But anyway, it wasn't always this way. I'm just letting all these kids who have duvets now know there was a time when making the bed used to take more than 25 seconds. We had to make the bed.
Yeah.
And there was a skill to making the bed. Like get your sister to do it.
Yeah, with the envelope corners.
Envelope corner, exactly. Exactly.
You can tell I was a chambermaid.
I know, yeah. And there will be people listening to this who'll know exactly what you meant when you just said envelope corners,
yeah.
And there'll be others going, this is just rubbish.
Don't put it on again.
So go on, give us another. This is better, this. See, normally, me and Soft Dollies are too lazy, so we have two words and try to do our best out of it.
I've got two football teams.
Oh, Queen of the South. Queen of the South. Is that one of them?
Yeah.
And QPR.
Oh, shut up. Okay, yeah. They're both of them. We were trying to think of another one or a rugby team, but can't think of any.
Well, there'd be Queensland, but that's not really a rugby team. That's a state, and they play rugby as the state of Queensland. But,
nah, that's rubbish.
There'll be another one somewhere. Quebec. Quebec. Yeah, there you go. Quebec, that's a good thing. I bet you haven't got that on your list, have you?
Are they Q?
Q, Quebec, yeah.
No.
You know what, are they
a football team or rugby?
No, they're a province of Canada.
But if they got a team?
It's French-speaking Canada. I don't know. The French. It's French-speaking Canada. When we took over Canada, I think the French are all Gizabit, I think. And so we said, oh, all right then. Provided you do something for us.
And what did they do?
I can't remember what they did for us.
Give us French bread.
Yeah. They must have done something. They must have done something. So we give them Quebec, I think, or they took it, or something like that.
Right, you've had... here's one. I think it says Quoka. Quoka.
You don't be coming in here with a list you can't read. Let's have a look.
It's Andy's writing. A small Aussie wallaby.
A small Aussie wallaby? Which one is it?
That's it. Yeah.
Cool. I don't believe that's put. I'm gonna put it in. I'm gonna internet Quoker.
Don't make a show of Andy.
You don't make a show of me if I find out these internet sites get monitored. I could end up getting sacked if I find out Quoker is some other thing for something else. Yeah, look, it's got Quoker online, Quoker soccer, Quoker Arms Hotel.
Put animal. It's out of the dictionary. Try animal, John.
Oh, it is. Look at that.
Oh, thank you.
If you go into Google, it looks a little bit ratty. Looks a bit like a rat. But if you go into Google, when you put Quoker in, there's various options drop down, and one of them is Quoker soccer. I thought I'll have to see, because I was expecting little furry animals playing football. However, this is a story that was in BBC News Thursday, the 17th of December, 1998. And it said, the authorities in Western Australia have promised to clamp down on a brutal game that involves kicking a wild animal to death. The unfortunate creatures are quokkas, a small grey cousin of the kangaroo, and they're found in the Rodnest Island, just off the coast of Fremantle in Western Australia. With no natural predators, the animal are docile and friendly, and when faced with danger, instead of running away, they simply roll themselves into a ball and wait for trouble to go away.
Aww.
And so the locals kick them, because they play... Now, I know that's harsh and cruel, but you've got to be honest with you, that is funny. That is funny. You know, like I know it's terrible, and certainly I would not condone animal cruelty in any way whatsoever. But that is cruel. Someone else is trying to get in. I'm going to have a word, see what's going on, and then we'll get back to our Quoker business after this. What I'm saying after this, because we're going to carry on in a second. Wait there. Is he coming in? Come in and tell me what you want. Alright, what do you want?
How long will you be, mate?
How long? What do you want? We're doing a show. That's how long it is. Why have you got it booked?
Well,
No, you haven't. Get out of my studio. I'll be out in a minute. We'll sort it out. Sort it out. We'll have an arm wrestle. Have to have an arm wrestle to see who wins. Don't be sending me out into a cafe again. This is what I've... See this, Carol. See
That's
this.
Terrible.
See this. This is my sister, Carol.
He had someone before, though. Was it booked? And they said no.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you who it was. Shall I grasp him? His name begins with C.
See, look. Carol's coming here. Carol thinks, John's a big shot in Radio City. Look at him in City Towers.
And he's getting chucked out.
Look at him in here. Like, she knows nobody gives a toss. Everyone's
we
kicking me out.
We can't go to a cafe.
We're not going anywhere. Adam, go on. What have you got a book for?
Business week.
Get out!
We're talking about animal cruelty.
We're talking about it. We've just saved 1,000 quokkas in Australia from getting kicked because there was a load of lads who were going to go over and have a game of quokka soccer without realising the cruelty they were imposing upon the natural habitants of Western Australia. But we've stopped it. And you want to come in here and talk about business. I tell you, Business Week, we're knackered. Read the paper. T20 and all that
session.
Stuff. Come over.
Has no one told you?
What kind of a boring... Who wants to listen to Business Week? Hello, it's Business Week again. You know, no, we've had it. Sorry.
We're all skint.
You know what I mean? We're all skint, eh? Oh, no, not Business Week. No, Business Week. No, it's terrible. It's terrible. Anyway, we can't play records because we're City Talk. It's not even like the Titanic where you could have the band playing till the end, innit? So listen, we're going to be 2 minutes, all right? And then you can come in and fill people with misery. In fact, no, for the 2 minutes, we're going to go into a break, and then I'm going to come out, and then we'll clarify who's doing what next within the studios. We'll go down the corridor, speak to the big boss, and I'll say to him, look, what do you want this station to be? A fun station based around random letters. Or misery. Misery brought on by the recession and Business Week.
And keep reminding people how
skinny they are. Keep reminding people. Keep reminding people what it used to be. Because when they thought of Business Week a year ago, that was going to be a great show. That's when everything was good. Now... We'll come back after this. You're listening to John Bishop on Carol Bishop on the Alphabet Soup on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. I've got to go because we're getting
chucked out.
That's
again.
How bad Business Week is. We're getting evicted of our own show.
John Bishop, Alphabet Soup, City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This week on Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, we discover wacky bets. Can you believe, Duncan, 16-1 that Wayne and Colleen will name their child after you?
Well, I've always said they're a couple with impeccable taste. Also on Wacky Bets, Easter Sunday, it is looming large. We'll look at the odds on snow falling in Jerusalem on Easter Sunday.
And we'll also look at the odds on Bono becoming the next Pope.
Bloke Talk is back on the radio this weekend on City Talk 105.9.
Waking up Merseyside. City Talk Breakfast.
City Talk 105.9.
On Bank Holiday Monday's breakfast show, I'm flying solo, so I thought we'd spend the first day of the week with some Mersey marvels.
The whole of, not only Merseyside, but the whole of England's behind Liverpool tonight. And this is what we want them.
Bill Shankly will be in decent company as we select some of the great interviews from our footballing archive for you. Bob Paisley, Tommy Smith, Ian St John and Ron Yates will share the memories of some never-to-be-forgotten moments in their Liverpool past with us. And from the Blues, Dave Watson, Joe Parkinson and Joe Royal talk relegation dogfights and the birth of a new age Everton. And the nearly men of Tranmere, Derek Mountfield on the days of the old YTS scheme at Prenton Park and Johnny Morrissey on being a few kicks away from the Premier League midway through the 90s. It's a bit of a footballing nostalgia. Start to a brand new week on City Talk 105.9 from 6 a.m. this Bank Holiday Monday morning.
Waking up Merseyside. City Talk Breakfast.
City Talk 105.9. We all know girls talk, but what is it they actually say?
Here comes the girl.
You know, when we talk about buying our pay later, can you imagine if I had got my liposuction done on buying that pay later? By the time I come to pay for it, I probably would have put it all back on.
Stop it. Let's move on, though, and talk about hairdressers. I think they're more important than your doctor. Honestly, they know more about you than your gynaecologist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, I feel like a full into an episode of Jeremy Kahn. I would never choose black and red, tarty kind of. and you're blonde, aren't you?
And? I don't really know where I'm going with this conversation.
You know, I just had a really odd thought. I'm now picturing you in black and red underwear, Kim, and this is not normal.
Yeah. Look at them, he's
listen in, boys. You might learn something. Girl Talk with Kim Hughes. Here comes the girl. Saturday night at 9 on City Talk 105.9. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
Right, well, that's him sorted out. No one comes in this studio and tries to kick Sue Bishop's out to tell you. He'll be thinking twice again. Hey, hey, hey. Bill Gleason, who does the Business Week, was meant to come up. Hey, and he will be in soon. And he may well kick his out, but he sent Adam in, and Carol battered him. So
sent a little kid in.
Yeah, he's good. He's a young lad who's been on the station for a while, and he came in on work experience, and ended up, I don't know, he ends up living here, you know. He lives here, we keep him in the cupboard. And when we had another one called Craig, we used to do the same with Craig, kept him in the cupboard for when we needed him. And now they're here all the time, so there you go. That could happen to you, kids, if you want to get into a work experience at Radio City or anything like that. Right in, you never know. There's always hope at the end of the rainbow. Don't know what that means, but you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway.
Have you finished on the little animal?
Yeah, the little animal, the little animal.
Don't pinch my list.
Right, where are we up to? Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you've got the list now. We're on to the final part of the letter Q. So what we're going to do now, you're gonna give me a couple of them. We'll have a chat, and then I'm taking that off you. And then we're going to do the word off, because you're not doing a word off with that in front of you. Because that's just cheating.
All right.
Right, go on, give us a word. Query.
Know when you query something.
Oh, yeah, question, yeah, question, query, yeah, got that, yeah, that's a good one. In fact, did he do that? Students, did he do that? So, boy, from...
No, he said that Q was difficult to do.
Q is difficult to do?
But I've proved it.
Oh, it's difficult to
today.
Do if you lie in bed all day, doing nothing. Yeah, it must be
and
murder
get
for
up
him.
And go to the pub.
he hasn't done query, he's done Q. We come. Oh, that's interesting. The word queue, you know, as in to queue, to get in
to
a queue.
To get in somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, comes via French from the Latin coda, meaning tail. Disney employs more than 75 industrial engineers who help the company with queue management. What's that? Why don't they just get bouncers? Queue management. And it's parks around the world.
That's all bouncers are, aren't they? Queue managers.
Yeah, but because they have snaking queues at Disneyland. Because when I took the kids, what happens is kids being kids will see someone further on in the queue who they don't like because they've got a bigger ice cream or something. And then they keep on passing the same people. It's just quite funny. Daniel, the youngest one. And what happens, we went through this queue thing and then we got to a point and they measured them. And he was too small.
Oh,
I've been queuing for 20 minutes and he was too small.
Oh.
So we said, you wait here, we'll go on. We'll be back in half an hour, just wait there.
Oh,
very sad, very sad. The average adult wastes 5 hours and 35 minutes queuing each month.
Who done that survey?
No
Someone
idea.
Who just stands in queues all the time.
No. Well, that might be true. Average is 5 hours and 35 minutes a month standing in line at the supermarket. Now that might be done because supermarkets do that. Although if you notice now, you can time it when there's too many. I think it's Tesco's and all that. They always say they're gonna open another till. So I don't. I approach it quite slowly. Just so I'm not stuck. I'd rather come to the end of one and then get to the first of the other rather than find myself at the end of one with someone else getting first, and then you end up at the end of that queue as well. And I bet you that's gone down now since they've got this thing where you can...
Where you zap it and it doesn't do it properly.
Where you can basically rob what you want.
Really? Put one can through and put four in your bag. Exactly. Put one loo through.
Get a 42-inch plasma for the price of a bag of apples. They're a great idea, aren't they? And also, I'll tell you one thing I've got to say about that. Shop workers have a harder job than you think. I thought those barcodes would be easy. I thought that beep beep. There's been many a product that I've tried to scan and I can't.
Yeah.
And the scan doesn't work. And then you've got to stretch it and press it and then you've got to go down on it.
You may as well have just gone through the checkout.
I know. And you can see people behind you go,
yeah.
And I go, I can't help it. I can't help it. It's got a barcode on a banana. It just doesn't go. It's not flat enough. Mm. Not as easy as you think. Not as easy as you think. So, but it says here, there's one thing it says about queuing. It says the average adult spends a total in their lifetime, a total of 5 months, 2 weeks and 5 days queuing.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. And it does say in their lifetime, if you've seen any funeral cortege, I think they're just winding them up because they go slow. They're in a very long queue then as well. So I think that's pure speculation, that is. Pure speculation.
Does traffic jam come under queue? Because you're just stuck in a queue, aren't you?
No. I've decided it doesn't.
Oh, well,
because that's a traffic jam. A queue.
It's still in a queue.
No, a queue, yeah. But also... Also, queuing's quite an English thing, because when you go abroad, not all of them queue. I've noticed that, particularly Europeans, Italians, they like to push in, whereas we queue. And I was working with a comedian the other week, and he said something that was absolutely brilliant. I think it might have been... I can't remember now. Kind of, he said something brilliant. Talking about when the banks collapsed. Northern Rock was collapsing, and the newscasters were going out interviewing people outside Northern Rock, in the queue of Northern Rock, and saying to him, "What he said? Where else in the world, when the bank collapsed, would people say, 'Right, I'm going to get in the queue'?" I'm going to queue for me money.
I'm going to get in first.
I'm going to queue for me life savers. You don't be knocking the door down. We go, no. I know my world's fall to an end, but at least I want it to happen in an orderly, sensible manner. We're not foreigners. very, very funny. Very funny. I can't remember who it was. Very funny. But so I can imagine that. I can imagine English people queue more than, say, your average Italian who don't seem to queue at all.
Who just push in.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Park the cars anyway.
I'm sorry if you are Italian, but that's just a fact. Queen Elizabeth II, or QE2, is a Cunard liner. All right. Oh, well, I thought he was talking about the Queen, but it's not. It's all about shipbuilding.
See, you're not reading it properly, are you?
No, I'm not. Maybe I'm not giving him the credit he deserves.
See.
Or maybe this is just what comes up when he Googles.
What about Quarry?
Quarry. Yeah. Quarry, that's a good one. We'll have Quarry.
Quest.
Oh, Quest?
Yeah.
Quest. Oh, but I'm on the microphone the wrong way. Now all of a sudden people have been listening for the last 5 minutes, tuning it up now and go, jeez! Quest, that's good. I tell you why that's good. Because there's this thing in Japanese film where they call them quest movies, where somebody's looking for something like the Final Samurai and all that.
Oh yeah.
Quest films. So yeah, we'll have some of that. Go on, give us another word.
I think I've done them all.
You've done your list.
Yeah.
How posy are you? You came in with a big long, look what I've done. I've done my homework. Are you finished?
Because you robbed the list off me for some of them.
I didn't rob the list off you at all. I had to rob it because you couldn't read
them.
Will you
give me a word then?
Give you a word beginning with Q?
Yeah, that we haven't used.
That'll be in the word off.
You haven't got one, that's
no,
right.
No, that'll be in the word off.
You haven't got one.
I haven't got a word
that we haven't used.
I haven't got loads. I've got loads. Mate.
What have you got?
I've got loads. Well, if I do it now, then it's like an early word off, and that's not what the show is all about. The word off is what people listen to this show for. There's people in
Quaker. Quaker Oats.
Quaker.
Quaker.
Quaker Oats and Quaker...
Well, what? Quaker aren't they a group of people?
Yeah. Not a group, they're on a band. Yeah. Hey, we're the Quakers. Come here and listen to us on our acoustic guitar.
They're not like the background boys.
No, but they have... The Quaker religion is really, from what I understand it, a really nice religion. Really nice, because it's all about helping people. It's all about being nice and living a simple life. There's someone very famous who's a Quaker, an actress, I can't remember who it is, but I, from what I understand, it's quite a cool religion. It's not like those, it's not like the Amish.
Yeah.
It's not like them. I mean, they have the same look on the porridge box, but it's not... But I think if you're a Quaker, you don't have to eat porridge, and you don't have to look like that. You can do your own thing.
All different things.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it falls within the realms of Quakerism.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I will give you something. I will give you something, because I remember as a kid, this was the scariest programme on the telly. Quatermass.
What's that?
Oh, it was this programme, and I remember... I must have been about nine or ten, and I remember it. There was a big build-up to it, because it was about a mad professor. It was rubbish, but I remember it having, Quatermass is on. Hey.
I don't remember that one.
Hey, all right, Queen. All right, Queen. I tell you...
My nan had a friend called Queenie.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, this was told to me by the current Lord Mayor of Liverpool, who'll be the ex-Lord Mayor in a week or two, so he'll have no mates, because he changed the Lord Mayor in May, so then he'll have no mates, then he'll just be some bloke called Steve walking down the street going, I used to be
he'll
Lord
be your
Mayor.
Mate, he'll be a guest, isn't
he? No, he won't, no bling, you're not coming in here, and, But he was telling me this great story about when he was with the Queen. The Queen came to Liverpool, and he's a good lad. Not the Queen, the Queen's a woman, but he's a good lad. And the Queen came to England, and he was doing a thing in St. George's Hall. I think it was St. George's Hall. And he was sat by her, and the protocol, you're told when you meet the royal family, this is the protocol. You can't talk to the Queen
unless she talks to you.
And he said to me, I thought, well, you can stuff that. I'm not going to have my dinner with the Queen very often, am I? So he sat next to the Queen, and he said, that was your dinner. And she went, beg your pardon. That was your dinner. So it's all right. He said, you know, Queen, that's a team of endearments in Liverpool, Queen.
And what did she do?
She said, oh, really? Said, yeah, it is. And then apparently she had a few drum beauties, and they were all right. I don't think they played Twister or anything, but I think they got on all right. How good's that to sit there with the Queen and all the pomp and ceremony behind it going, all right, Queen.
Yes, Queenie.
Yeah. So anyway, Liz, yeah, Queenie Liz. Right, so we've only got literally a minute, because that's all we've got left,
right.
And that's all we need, because we've got the words in our head. Let's have a word off, okay? This is John Bishop, Carol Bishop. This is getting her back for all the times that you were nasty to me as a child, because I'm the youngest.
I was nice to you.
You were older than me, and you used to wind me up.
I took you everywhere because you cried.
You used to wind me up, and then I used to hit you, and then our Eddie used to batter me. And then our Cathy had to stop our Eddie battering me. And then our Cathy was the one who got shouted at, which is just a terrible...
And she's the quiet one.
She's the quiet one, and that's a terrible chain of events that you initiated by winding me up. So, You can start with the word off.
Quaff.
That's the bleeding list. We've done that.
I can't think of any new words.
All right, then.
Yeah,
quiet.
Oh, quite.
Quaint.
Quick.
Quickly.
Oh, shut up. You can't have that. I've just said quick. You can't have things on.
All right,
on.
Quack. No chance.
Hang on.
No, you can't say hang on. The show's finished. That's it. John Bishop, Carol Bishop finishing off. Which, for this record, was a record that we used to play in our house, wasn't it?
Yeah, and my nan and my dad and everyone played it.
I think people thought I just made this up.
No. Should we sing it? Nah.
I think we've killed the show enough. This is the happiest record in the world. Enjoy what's left here weekend. Thanks for listening. It's been John Bishop and Carol Bishop on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mummy know that you're going down the road to see a little girl? A little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, yo? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh? Bimbo's got two big blue eyes that light up like a star, and the way to light them up is to buy him candy bars. Jack and Bubblegum will start his day off right. All the girlies follow him just to begging for a bite. Bimbo, bimbo, candy on your face, oh. Bimbo, bimbo, chewing on your gummy, oh. Bimbo, bimbo, when you gonna grow? Everybody loves